This may seem like a basic question, but I mean, I put myself in the position of just the average clinician in practice trying to figure all this stuff out. At a real basic level, what do you see the difference between an agent like bevacizumab, an antibody, as opposed to a TKI like cedarinib in terms of the impact on blood vessels and angiogenesis?
Well, that is the reason why we are doing these dozen trials, as I mentioned to you, where we have multiple different, you know, TKIs in some patients and some sites and, you know, bevacizumab in other sites. And we're looking at different tumor types. So that our hope is that at the end of when these dozen trials are complete, Neil, we will have a picture, hopefully a more clear picture of what the difference is between an antibody versus a low molecular weight tyrosine kinase inhibitor. Superficially, it looks like they have similar outcome.
Again, you know, sort of really basic question, but I'm still not sure I know the answer, which is, do we know that these agents are working on the stroma or the tumor cells or both?
So they certainly are working on endothelial cells, no doubt, and because that's where the target for VEGF receptor 2 is sitting there, for example. Are they working on cancer cells? Obviously, there are hypotheses floating around that. And the only evidence for that will come is if you have paired biopsies and see what's going on. So, for example, in case of rectal carcinoma, we had paired biopsies. And what we found there was that when you give bevacizumab, the apoptosis goes up in cancer cells. And that would be consistent with, you know, choking the blood supply and therefore, or directly killing cancer cells. But now, here comes the interesting point. We also saw in patients proliferation rate going up after bevacizumab of cancer cells. Now, how do you explain that? I mean, that would not occur if you're choking the blood supply, right? That should not increase proliferation. It would not happen if bevacizumab is working directly on rectal carcinoma cells, right? That would also lead to apoptosis instead of increase in proliferation. So, at least from the Bev trial where we had paired biopsies available to us, I can say that you're working on vasculature and you're normalizing vasculature. I think that is unequivocal. Now we have, you know, patients from 32. I mean, you know, the trial is complete, so we've seen that repeatedly now.